Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Alice at 97.3.
Hey, it's Sarah and Vinny. Thanks for listening to our podcast.
Remember, you can see us live every day and watch video replays at radioalice.com/watch.
Sarah and Vinny. Sarah and Vinny on Alice at 97.3.
Alice at 97.3. Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. Hey, guys.
Hey.
What's up? Everything okay?
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
Absolutely.
Seem a little...
I'm just getting through the news of the day. Apparently, Shake Shack is so big that it needs to be filled up.
Shake Shack?
Have
the
you heard of this?
Place?
Yeah. It's filled up my Twitter feed, and it's on the front page of today's paper.
It's all over the news.
Why? What's
Shake
it talking
Shack
about?
Is
what about
coming
it?
To the Bay Area.
Oh,
I don't know.
Oh boy.
People say it's such a great
Should
place.
Should we all go and...
You know, they're comparing it to...
Try it out?
In-N-Out.
Oh.
Five Guys.
Oh.
Yeah, well, although
the
places are going to be Palo Alto first, and then I believe Marin and SF.
Oh.
And I'm not driving to Palo Alto for no Shake Shack.
You live right near Palo Alto.
I was going to say, you probably live the closest of all of us to Palo Alto.
Well, that's true. If I have to
you
get
can
off
do it
my
on the way.
Unless DoorDash is going to drive over to Palo Alto and bring it to my couch, when I have In-N-Out down the street.
Right.
As well as Five Guys down the street. But I don't even go to those two. I go to my Burger 101.
Oh. What's great about Burger 101?
It's delicious.
Oh. All right.
Well, it's just good. Off
Listen,
101.
Good burger is a good burger.
It's, if you're going south,
yeah.
It's just off 101 right there. And it's a family-owned business. It's been there forever. It used to be the Dairy Bell. And now they changed it to Burger 101 because it's off 101. And it's just, I love giving my money to a mom and pop place. And
well,
it's really delicious.
They never make the front page of the Chronicle or my Twitter. I swear to God, I looked at my Twitter feed to just check the news.
Oh.
And I'm just flipping through, and yeah. It's the same picture of the same burger. That picture.
It's the Getty image, stock image that everyone can
Jesus
use.
Jesus Christ.
That's a good looking burger.
Okay,
I could go for
whatever.
A burger right now.
Right?
Where's Shake Shack from?
Like, I have no
is
idea.
It a Midwestern
I
thing?
I figured it was Midwestern or back east, but you didn't encounter in
Not
all your
that
travels?
I certainly don't remember
yeah,
any
I don't
Shake
know
Shack.
Either.
Maybe there was something. I think it was Steak and Shake. Steak and Shake is the one in like the Midwest. I don't know where Shake Shack's from. But okay,
Shake Shack,
listen.
Shake Shack.
When it comes to San Francisco, then.
It's based out of New York.
Oh, okay. When it comes here, we'll have to all go.
We'll test it out.
Yeah.
I'll still eat a good burger every now and then.
Oh,
but,
sure.
But it's still just a burger.
I know.
Right?
Yeah.
You know? I mean, it is.
Burgers always seem like a good idea until you're like halfway through and you're like, oh, God. Ugh. Burger. I'm not going to feel good after I eat this.
Well, you can order like the junior ones. I'll do that sometimes. Just order a junior cheeseburger.
I'm going to have a burger today.
Oh, really? You're going to... John!
John, I'm going to
need
have a burger.
Let's have burgers for dinner.
Yeah.
I got my contacts in the mail yesterday.
Oh. Yeah, dude.
I ordered the wrong prescription or something happened.
Why are you involved
know.
In that at all?
Because you have to... I ordered them through Costco. A lot cheaper.
Oh, for crying out loud.
You just get the... Yeah, you just get the
A lot of people order them
yeah.
from there.
It was way cheaper.
You ended up going to the eye doctor?
I went to the eye doctor.
Uh-huh.
And then, so this morning, so I get the new pack. I opted for 2.25s. You know, I have like one reader. If you haven't heard my trials and travails, I have one reader contact in one eye and no contact in the other eye. And it's great. Like, I just love it.
I just can't. You know so much about it. You're so, like, my contacts saved my surfing life. I'm so
right.
happy.
Right.
But I just got them from my eye doctor. And then I called my eye. I've never looked at my prescription.
Right.
They each box is labeled left and right, mm-hmm. and I just go, "Oh, that's a left. That's the right.
Yeah.
I'm good." You're 2.25.
Well, it's the same as like when you buy reading glasses in the store. You know, yeah. the cheap ones that you just can go get.
At the Wags.
They go from like a 1.00 to like a 3. Mm-hmm. So I knew what about where I was going to be.
And you're 2.25.
Well, so I tried a few different ones from, you know, they gave me some samples at the Larkspur Optometry. Shame.
Ding,
I think that's what it's called.
They're wonderful there.
Yeah. Oh, they are. They're,
I hear
actually,
great
they
things.
Were so nice.
Yeah.
And, but then when I went to, I don't know what happened when I typed in whatever it was I was looking for or whatever my thing said, they sent me negative 2.25 instead of positive 2.25. So this morning I put one in.
How do you like me?
I put in an old one.
Oh.
I couldn't wear it.
Did you pull one out of the trash?
No, I had a couple left over from the same. I know. Tell me about it. I got my readers with me just in case at all times. But so I put the thing in, and sometimes it takes a minute. Like, and plus it's 4 a.m. Like, I'm so not focused. And I'm like, why can't I read anything? Like, why can't I see what I'm doing? And then I close my left eye, which the contact isn't in, and everything is just a total blur. I'm like, what is going on? I'm like trying to rub it down onto my cornea and figure out what the hell's going on with it. And then finally I put some readers on and I look at the packaging. I'm like, and I'm comparing them side by side. Like, why is this different? Oh, no. Am
the
I not going to be able to use
these?
And it was a negative instead of a positive.
Right.
I was like, oh, correct. And I bought 90 of them.
Oh,
well,
no.
Well, that's what you do.
Yeah. You buy the 90 pack.
The
it's
box.
So much cheaper. It was like 50 something bucks. I was super stoked. What?
No, I'm just, all right. That's mine are more expensive than
oh,
that.
Oh, yeah. But mine are less than a buck. A piece. I was blown away by. I thought for sure I was going
to
be paying.
And I only use mine just so I put them in. Mm-hmm. I drive to the surf. I go surfing. I come back, and usually
you're taking them out on the way out of the ocean. You said.
Well, sometimes, or I'll take them out after I've driven home because
right.
I'll use
oh,
them
right,
for driving,
right.
And then you know I want to look at the computer or anything else, and they got to come out.
Right. Mm-hmm.
So I really only use them for between.
How
one
about,
in 3 hours.
How about your bike riding? Do you need them?
I can wear glasses for that. It doesn't matter to me to wear the glasses under normal circumstances, but in the water, I've
can't
got
wear the glasses.
No hope.
Right.
And I'm telling you,
life-changing.
It's sketchy to be out there with me not being able to see.
Well, you just, you know, you seem really happy.
And the main thing
that.
Is that I found myself pulling back from stuff I wanted to do because I didn't know if that was a body over there.
Right. Am I going to hit somebody?
I pull back from stuff all the time.
I don't
want to
hit that guy. If that's a guy,
I'm like,
I
better not go there. I better not do that.
My right. usual mentality, which is, I can make this, was for a long time. I don't know if I can make it, and I don't know what that is over there.
Well, they gave you back your I can make this mojo.
Yeah. They have.
Which is nice. Anyway, so now I have one contact left.
Well, you get it fixed today.
Well, it takes 7 days.
Well, you go to the Costco and you just go, give me the pack.
I wonder if they have them just at the Costco.
Yeah, of course they do. Absolutely.
I ordered them online, so I'll call them and find out. Yeah. Costco, call me. Novato.
I'm sure they have that whole department there.
That's true. I'm just never
they wouldn't,
been in there.
There's no way they would make a fully committed section of the store and
not
stock
those,
any of it.
Right. I hope you're right. Because I definitely do not, I can't use the other ones. I wonder if they'll take them back.
Of course they will.
Oh, they will?
Costco took back a broken, dead Christmas tree.
That is true, Vinny. But I opened the package and I used, you know, and I pulled one out. And actually, I used two of them because I was like, oh, God, that one's defective. And I put in another one. I'm like, oh, this one's defective too.
Well, I think if it's legit that you... It's clear what your prescription is and what you got, and there's a mistake has been made. So I would think.
Yeah.
Well, I'll try
well,
to figure it out.
You know what? Whatever.
Now I have a mission for today. That's always good.
Yay.
I don't have anything else to do. You know, you have a. It's nice to have something you can cross off your list definitively. I don't have to think about that anymore. Jesus.
Yeah, that is true.
Hey.
Hey.
So speaking of surfing.
Yeah.
I was listening to the radio this morning, and I guess they had people out patrolling the beaches yesterday, talking to people who were just ankle deep in the water, saying, you're going to get sucked out to sea. Like, it's a total high surf warning. Not even an advisory, like a full-on
warning.
No,
right.
The surf's absolutely, or has been absolutely huge for weeks. Yesterday was a peak day, but it's been big and good.
And some
and
dude
fun.
Was crashed against the rocks repeatedly.
Oh.
Yeah. Some. In fact, they talked about, I thought, I wonder if this is where Vinny jumps in. Because the guy said, they said one guy is waiting on the cliff for the wave to come in for him to jump in. And instead, it just takes him off the cliff.
Oh.
And then he's getting just repeatedly dashed against the rocks.
I bet you I do know where that is.
I know. It sounded like that place you jump in. And some other dude finds him, sees it happen,
oh,
I guess.
Oh, yeah. I do. That happened at the spot that we're talking about.
Oh.
Yeah.
So you have heard about
there
this.
There was a picture of it in the Santa Cruz Sentinel.
Oh, every time I hear these goddamn surfing stories, I'm always like, oh.
Well, you know what's funny
Vinny,
is...
Vinny, be careful.
It does seem... Most people have this mentality, like our government won't let us do dangerous things, so they would stop us from hurting ourselves or something. But that's not normally...
There's plenty of trouble you can get yourself
ways you
into.
You can kill yourself, for sure.
You want to do it? Go for it.
And over on the coastline, that's an absolute way to get yourself killed. No question.
So the guy gets pulled out by some other dude, like, figures out a way to get down there and gets him up the rocks a little bit. And, you know, he's saved the guy's life. And the guy's like, brah, I owe you dinner.
Oh,
I'm
going
to buy that guy a meal.
Well, anyway, yeah.
Sounds about even.
It's been big. And there are pictures now. You know our friend Frankie Chiarte?
The photographer?
Yes.
Say it again.
Chiarte.
Uh-huh.
Chiarte. Mm-hmm. Say it again.
Chiarte.
Frankie Chiarte. They get it that time.
Yes.
He is a photographer and also part of the Mavericks rescue team.
Right.
He rides the water... crafts. I don't know what they jet ski is what I know them to be,
right,
but whatever.
Like Red Bull's the sponsor.
Whatever.
Like
he's
that.
Out there rescuing people all the time. And he's posting pictures from the past few days lately on his Instagram and on Facebook. And
just walls of water.
It's way more than I could ever handle.
Wow.
But you did just go surfing.
Not at Mavericks.
Oh, no, no.
No, when it starts to get into the anything over 10 foot, and I have to think about where I am, what the tide is, and if I have the right board.
Mm.
It's scary. And I don't have the... I'm pushing 50, man. I watch these little kids...
You're finally admitting it.
I'm going to be 49, but that is still pushing 50. Anyway,
right up against
these little kids out there are just... They just paddle circles around me. They've got endless energy and motor.
They're
kids. And there I am.
Yeah.
You know.
Looking back at the past.
I'm going to catch my breath for a minute.
I'm just going to rest here.
So, yeah, it's been... I didn't know anything about these so-called guardian angels.
Yeah, it was cops or whoever. Somebody official walking down just like warning them. They're like, a sneaker wave can literally take you out to sea. That would be it. But they had like audio of the people walking down, like warning people.
We left at last night around, I want to say 4 o'clock.
Mm-hmm.
I texted down. I was upstairs playing guitar, and I texted downstairs and was like, "You guys hungry? Where are we at?" And they weren't. And
they
They were not hungry yet. And I said, "All right, I'm going to drive over to the coast and watch the surf for a few minutes, and then we'll come back and make dinner." And everyone was in.
Oh.
And so we drove over and
sat. Oh, that's nice.
Yeah.
I knew the right spot to park, and we just watched these huge waves roll in, and the kids just ripping, just having so much fun.
That's a sweet moment.
It is. And we just sat there, and the kid moved from her little back seat into the armrest spot, and we just looked at it.
Oh.
And then we were like, anybody hungry yet?
Are you guys hungry yet? Because it's almost 5 o'clock.
Well, no, it was actually...
I gotta go to bed.
I know.
I don't know what time the sun is setting now. I don't whatever that is, but yeah. It was starting to get dark.
Oh, I think it's still around 5:30, isn't it?
I was thinking the same thing.
So what was that time?
I love when it's... You know how, because heading up to December 21st, it's just getting shorter and shorter.
Yeah.
I just love when we turn the corner and it starts getting lighter. Oh, my God. Like... I want the leaves back on the trees. I want all my... I planted a million tulips. I want my tulips to come up.
Here's a...
what am I looking at?
Chiarte photo.
Oh, I'm glad you brought that back. Vinny, he doesn't have his...
Look at that. Yeah, Vinny, Yuzi's trying to talk to you.
Oh.
Put your headphones on.
What's the question?
I'm glad you brought up Frankie again because I pulled up his info. This is Half Moon Bay. The Coastal Arts League Gallery in Half Moon Bay will open a unique exhibition featuring big wave photographer and waterman Frankie Chiarte on what's today?
The 17th.
So it opened on the 15th, and it looks like it'll be, you can view it until February 11th.
Oh, so they're doing a whole gallery of his photos. Stuff.
This is the same guy that also, when the San Bruno PG&E explosion happened and the fire started, he ran out and took pictures, and we ended up posting them on Radio Alice. Yeah. So, and he's really
good. Some really remarkable
footage.
Yeah.
Yeah, just in various things that have happened.
We actually made this exhibition, Human's Topic of the Week.
Yes, that's correct.
We did some promos for it.
Oh, your topic of the week.
Top pick of the week.
Top pick.
Yeah.
You never hear it.
I have heard it.
It's Human with my top pick of the week.
Yeah, is that...
that it's runs a 40-second promo. Yeah.
Oh, that's
nice. It airs throughout the day part.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I've heard it. I haven't heard of a top pick recently. Maybe you should start your top picks here.
Well,
we'd love to hear what your top pick of the week is.
I guess I could let you know every week. I'm trying to figure out what it's going to be for next week.
Oh.
But I promoted the San Francisco Symphony does big Chinese New Year celebration and opening.
Well, we can make it one of the little the USTN things. We'll be like, Human's going to tell you what his top pick of the week is.
Oh, all right. And the San Francisco Symphony is going to be doing Star Wars. That's going to be awesome.
Oh, I
love that. So do they play the movie and they're underneath, right? So live orchestra.
So they're doing the three originals.
I love that.
From 1979.
So cool. Oh, I have a Star Wars story for you today.
Awesome. Yeah.
925 says Costco will take back the contacts. Full refund. I'm a Costco employee.
Oh, wonderful. That's great. So that's on my list of things to do today.
Good for you.
I actually love going to Costco.
They guarantee your prescription for a year.
Oh, yeah. I hope they have it on file because I'm not sure what I did with it. I'll figure it out. I hope. All right. KLLC, KLLC HD1, San Francisco,
boy.
Sarah and Vinny, Alice's Morning Show. We'll be right back.
Alice at 97.3's Sarah and Vinny.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.